Take any questions that the board may have, but it was kind of told to me this is a three-year agreement because, but since they're rolling it out, it could change next year again. So we've already experienced that. At the end of the day, we're flexible. They've been really good to work with. We'll make whatever modifications we need to make sure that we're both successful in this endeavor. But I'll take any questions the board may have.
Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the Chief?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments?
Chief, we've discussed a little bit how there are potentially some benefits to internalizing or integrating the personnel that handle this more fully into the fire district. Does this help accomplish that goal by restructuring it in this way?
So I wouldn't say that it necessarily helps us accomplish the goal. This gives us, I would say, more of an insurance plan. This is just additional funding. You know, in moving our staff truly under the district funding, if we pull them out to do this work, I'm not paying them under the district anymore. So we're utilizing just alternative funding sources. So that just helps aid in that. So I guess in a roundabout way, it really does help, but we still want to lock down the money to guarantee and ensure these people's, you know, careers and benefits are paid for. However, it can be supplemented through programs like this and other grants as well.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this agenda item? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the fire chief to enter into a modified agreement for fuels reduction with NV Energy.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Moving on to item number 16 is to recess to convene as the Story County Liquor Licensing Board. Bringing us to item number 17, which is today's consent agenda. Morning. Sheriff, do you have any questions regarding the consent agenda? Okay. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about the consent agenda?
No questions, thank you.
Commissioner Mitchell, any questions or comments?
I'm just wondering if the consent agenda is only number 17 and 18 is not consent. Should we maybe just consider each item as a regular agenda item?
Yeah, it seems a little weird, but...
If that's all right with you, if we can just consider each of them as a regular.
Yeah. All right, so... scratch the fact that that is a consent item. So this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the first reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license. Applicant is Jaswinder Singh, Comstock Meadows RV Park and Mini Mart, located at 580 East Sydney Drive, McCarran, Nevada. Starting over, Sheriff, do you have any questions or comments?
No comments or questions.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, no questions or comments?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman, no questions, comments?
Thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding this item? All right, not seeing any. Assistant Sheriff Kern, did you have anything? Or Under Sheriff Kern, have anything?
Just to report that the application has been submitted. There's no disqualifiers, and we're good to go for the first reading on Mr. Singh's license.
Wonderful, thank you. All right, not seeing any public comment or any questions. Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I would. Give me just a second to get to it.
256.
I know. What was that page numbers in that show? I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license. Applicant is Jaswinder Singh, Comstock Meadows RV Park and Mini Mart, located at 580 East Sydney Drive, McCarran, Nevada.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. On to item number 18, this is discussion for possible action. For consideration and possible approval of the second reading for on-sale, off-sale liquor license, Applicant is Carol Maley, Silverland Inn and Suites, located at 100 North East Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. Sheriff, do you have any questions or comments?
Just one comment. I talked to Carol regarding the hotel, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
Indeed. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Did you have anything, sir, before we get started?
Just that second reading is good. There's no disqualifiers, and she's in good standing.
Wonderful. Is there any public comment regarding item number 18? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license. Applicant is Carol Maley, Silverland Inn & Suites, located at 100 North E Street in Virginia City, Nevada.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Congratulations. Thank you. All right. On to item number 19, recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 20, discussion for possible action. Discussion and possible consideration and direction regarding initiatives, tactics, capital improvements in the draft Story County Strategic Plan. This information will be used to update the draft plan and bring it back to the board for consideration in January 2024. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record, County Manager. Linda Ritter was not able to make the meeting today, so she asked me if our team and myself would take lead on this, and I should be happy to. So at this point, we've been working on the strategic plan for quite some time. It is a very slow and enriched process, so it should be a high-quality plan because of that. So what we have in our case at this is, you know, you all have developed the idea of building a house, and then we had put in a vision and a mission, and then we had worked with all of our department heads or elected officials. We had meetings at the granular level. We had, organization-wide workshops. We had numerous community workshops for exterior. And at this point, what you see in this plan is Linda has put together with all the work that we've given her is the house plans. And so we actually know what the house might look like. And those are the tactics. And then the initiatives are actually going out and buying the stuff for the house. And then what you're going to see in the next draft that we'll talk about in the next agenda item is the capital improvement plan that will be based on the strategic plan. So we want to build a house, so we know how big and how much and all that stuff. Now we know how much wood and how many nails we need to buy. That will be the capital improvement plan. It'll be all integrated in this thing. So next year, when we look at budgeting with Jennifer and our team, we can each department say, geez, I really want 5 people and I want 10 tractors. What are you building? Nothing. Well, then that's not going to work, is it? You know, you need to go back and look at your strategic plan and show us what you're building, and it goes all the way down to the point of what you're buying. That's what you have here in front of you. So this is very near complete. This is really a chance for this board and the public to comment on all of the draft that Linda has put together working with us.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
Only 6 or 7. No, I'm just, just kidding. It's actually a great draft, and I just had 2 actually that I wanted to mention. And those are specific to goal 2.5 is the first one, which has to do with operating recreational facilities for safe and optimum public use by the public. You know, I've received some feedback from constituents and also have a personal interest in potentially including an element. I'm good with the OHV piece here, wondering if I could also include an element that has to do with exercise, hiking trails, athletic facilities, something that just that gives us maybe a notion towards improving our recreational facilities in that regard. It could be as simple as just defining hiking trails. I know there was a book of 7 hikes around Virginia City published a while ago. Maybe we back an effort to update that and re-release it through the VCTC or something like that. But it may or may not involve building a tennis court, which is a pet project of mine. But I know we used to have one, probably didn't get used much. at least a hitting wall. I can't find anyone to play with me. I'm that bad. But at least if I can hit the ball against the wall, I can have an excuse to go out and get some exercise. So anyway, if it's possible to include possibly another tactic having to do with more of an exercise element, getting out of nature element. And then the other one that that kind of jumped out at me had to do with goal 4.1, which is provide an environment that supports and promotes quality business growth and development. I noticed in the overview up top that one of the goals that breaks down out of that is to support entrepreneurship throughout the county. And I'm wondering if we can specify something specific. And then another one had to do with supporting tourism. And so maybe we can support a tactic that include a tactic that specifies some sort of support for specifically to work in those regards. And I don't know if that has to do with maybe a business incubator or a business resource center or something that I know their USDA has a lot of programs for grant funding for those kind of things. And potentially that's something that we could look at. I just wanted to make sure those goals didn't get lost in our tactics. And that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. excuse me. I don't have any comments at this time. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. There is a motion on this one, right, Clay?
I believe so.
There is.
Yeah. Would you care to entertain a motion?
Are we good with the motion being the way it is, and you can just take a look at those things and bring them back? Is that, or do you need me to specifically reference them if they are something that the other commissioners would like to be looked at as well?
Yeah, Austin Osler for the record, Commissioner, absolutely. Those are great. We can easily integrate those in there. This is a workshop. That's the purpose of this anyway. And then we can bring it back to this board for consideration, possible action.
Great.
Yeah, I agree with your suggestions.
Okay, great. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to accept the proposed initiative tactics and capital improvements in the draft Story County Strategic Plan to include the items discussed on the record. Thank you.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. On to item number 21, this is discussion for possible action. Workshop review and provide direction for the draft fiscal year 2025 Story County Capital Improvement Plan.
All right, thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne, County Manager, for the record. We just talked about the strategic plan. If the board were to adopt a capital improvement plan, today's just a workshop, but this document would be integrated into the strategic plan, so there's a little bit of a nexus to what we're buying and what we're doing. In this case, for the purpose of ease of understanding and visual, this is our updated capital improvement plan. You'll notice in 2025, the list that was very long is much shorter. We are learning how far and how little you can do with $10, $15 million. And so the reality of the situation is we are going to be receiving post-Tesla abatement dollars in after July 1st. But there's so much stuff buried in the ground across the county that we need to address. It's not going to be all super exciting all up front. We're going to be getting some critical infrastructure done. I would say in front of you, 2025 is the most important, as Jennifer's office has been working with all the departments, so have I, and saying whatever you plan on buying next year, it's going to have to be in the strategic plan. And I certainly welcome the comptroller to come up and speak to that if she wishes or this board wishes. 2026 in this plan, you'll start noticing it's a little bit less detailed, and then when you get to 2030, at that point it's like we like to do those things, but they're on the list, but they're not something that's going to be budgeted right now at this time in the current budget. And it's for your review and comment as well as the public at this point. I would just disregard the blue and the color. Really, the blue just shows a lot of changes that have occurred in this draft from the last draft.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No specific questions. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything?
I do, unfortunately.
No worries. Go for it.
So the first one I was wondering about is in the 24 plan, the last item is listed as design a new VCTC center, the Black and Howell site. I was wondering if that should be pulled out or repurposed because there's a later item that proposes to make that a deck and a hot park. And are we thinking that we would need to do a design on the same level of scale for the deck and pocket park, or should it just be pulled out of the 24-year plan?
I'm happy to answer that, but I know Director Tuttle's in the room, as well as Comptroller McCain. I welcome, if you'd like to speak on this as well, go ahead.
Can I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jennifer McCain, for the record. When I reviewed the CIP, FY24 is what's already budgeted, and that's why some of those items are still listed in there, because that's what we've already sent off to the state.
Got it. Thank you.
Anything else, Vice Chairman?
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch.
Okay.
Todd Tuttle, Tourism Director, for the record. The Bell and House side really does need to be improved. The location of photography, the event where it interconnects with most of the events that go on. We'd like to see that continue to be a priority item in the 24, if possible.
Thank you. My second question had to do with, I realize that this is not the way things are currently set up, but as this is kind of a long-term plan, I was wondering if somewhere in it there should be a kind of a rough cost and potentially a line item about if the county were to take over maintenance of the boardwalks from end to end in town. And I realize that that's not called for under our current ordinances and things, but as we're looking out 10 plus years, that's something that I'd like to at least be considered in some way, shape, or form.
All right. Thank you. Austin Osborne, for the record, in response to that. The boardwalks in front of existing businesses, not mentioned yet, certainly happen to get board direction on that. There is mention of the boardwalks on both peripheries of town. We know that between the Presbyterian Church and Fourth Ward, for example, that's going to need to be replaced, and there's really no business district down there. But I certainly welcome your direction on how to handle that and what year we should consider that.
Yeah, so I guess my question on that would be to my fellow commissioners, is that something that you're open to considering as kind of a way down the road item in our capital improvement plan? Right now, the way our ordinance reads is that basically it doesn't put an affirmative responsibility on anyone to upkeep the boardwalks. It just basically says nobody's allowed to let them get in bad shape other than the county. So it's everybody else's responsibility. And as we look at our trajectory that we're on, to me, I believe that it would be a boon to our business community if, and I think it would also provide some uniformity in how the boardwalks are treated if that was something that we were able to do well in the future. And so I don't know if my fellow commissioners are in support of looking at that, but that's something I'm interested in.
Mr. Yeah. Commissioners, everyone, I have something else that might be helpful in that responding. In addition to that, I know that the Chamber of Commerce is working on getting themselves off the ground, and they have made a pledge to tie themselves into the Main Streets program, and that the Main Streets program would be an excellent 501c3 organization, I believe it's a C3, that would be able to handle something like that, that they could take on a project like that with building facades and the boardwalk replacement or upgrades, all kinds of infrastructure like that on the C Street corridor and otherwise in Virginia City. So what option you could is if this board wanted to archive this discussion in the CIP or even the strategic plan is to look at continuing discussions with the Chamber of Commerce and then working with them to in helping develop that Main Streets program and then kind of monitoring that progress and assisting them, and then ultimately maybe it resolves itself, and if it doesn't, then we could revisit, of course we will each year, on the capital improvement plan and the strategic plan. That might be a way to approach that and keep that role in a group that is planning on doing that in the near future, if that works.
Absolutely, and that's perfectly acceptable with me. And in essence, what you're saying is the routing, if we're looking at potential some source of funding, would not be capital improvement, but would potentially be working with an a nonprofit organization and potentially supporting their efforts.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, and to answer your question, Vice Chairman, I fully support that. I think this quote-unquote no man's land on C Street, that boardwalk is what everybody sees as they come into town. It's got major historical importance. And as I drove up today, I thought to myself, we've got to find a way to really polish this up, because you know, there are some merchants that have taken to working on their piece of the boardwalk. I understand it's definitely not a cheap endeavor, especially with the economy and the rising costs of everything. But I think the county should absolutely have a hand in that beautification project, however that is to get executed. But you know, this the fact that it's a state highway and there are some other intricacies, I think we really do need to step up as a county to find a way to beautify that section of C Street indeed. So.
Very good.
Anything else, sir?
I do have others. I just want
go for it.
To give Commissioner...
Commissioner Yeoman, do you have anything?
I would sign on and indicate that I think the boardwalk circumstances require some delicate research and review. It's my understanding, and having worked with some of the properties in the past, that it's just not a merely of the boardwalk and what might be on the surface, but some of the buildings along the boardwalk have coal chutes and actually facilities where in historical times coal was dumped into that area to fire the building and keep it warm. And so in addition to addressing the boardwalk itself and what might be on the surface, I think there's some far-reaching consequences under the boardwalk and among a number of the buildings there. So I think this is a project that needs to be undertaken carefully, and we need to look at the entire structure as a part of the overall project and planning, because I don't believe it's as simple as it might look on the surface.
Thank you for that, sir.
Yeah, very good, good, very good impact. My next question was answered. I was wondering if we could push the lights for the Mark Twain Community Parking up to 24, but I realized 24 budget has already been put in place, so that's understandable there. I was wondering if 2028 is the earliest that we think that we can address the major Mark Twain drainage issues. I realize that seems like a long ways off, but in planning terms, it's fairly close. But I just thought I would ask.
Okay. Be happy to respond if you like, Mr. Chair.
That's awkward silence. It's much better.
Okay. The Mark Twain Community lighting, I just mentioned on that. We didn't realize that there's a light in the pole, or a light in the pole. Well, there is a light in the pole, but there's a pole in the parking lot, too. And so we just need to screw a light bulb in it. It may have already been done, so we did not realize that was there. There's also an electrical retrofit of that building in Mark Twain Community Center that's in here that would tie into any building lights as well.
Very good.
Secondly, on the and Kathy did step out. She's really taken the lead on the Mark Twain flood project. She might be wanting to say something online. She does. She has her hand up. I would love for Kathy to speak on that, if the chair would like.
Please.
Hi, Kathy Canfield for the record. So one of the things for the overall Mark Twain area, the Dayton Valley area drainage master plan that we worked with Carson Water Subconservancy District is one of the first things in order to apply for funding for the bigger overall project is we have to do a benefit cost analysis. And those also cost money, so we're also looking to raise the